Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and the AM. It's so good to be with you. I'm telling you right now, God is doing great things in the earth. It's exciting. Jada Campbell, Mike Campbell, we're here and we're honored to be partnered with you.
Yes, that's right. We're here every morning, Monday through Friday, bringing you a word of encouragement, a daily word that you can ponder throughout the day. And this week we're talking about understanding grace.
Yes, we are.
Understanding grace. Grace is thrown around a lot in the church world, but yeah, really understanding the depth of grace.
From an Old Testament perspective, grace is, you know, unmerited favor. And then some people say grace stands for, it's an acronym that stands for God's riches at Christ's expense, which is true. Mm-hmm. Because grace is not cheap. We left off with that yesterday.
Right.
And of course, Titus has been our scripture. You know, the grace of God has appeared to all men. But we're going to pick up in 2 Peter.
Yeah, 2 Peter 1, verse 2 says, this is in the New King James. It says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus, or Jesus our Lord. And I think understanding that it is multiplied to us.
Yeah.
It's when we're in the knowledge, when we are growing in the knowledge of who God is and his nature.
Right. And we're in this year of grace where God is seemingly pouring out. The more we press in, the more God's pouring out. And his grace is our enablement. I'm going to get it out. Our enablement in life. Without his grace, we really don't have anything. Grace is a doctrine that we need to understand, that God has done this of free will for man, and he's blessing us. In fact, grace is what flows out of our gracious God. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a God who's gracious, and it's part of his nature. I mean, for God so loved the world that he what? He withheld. No. God so loved the world that he circumvented. No. God so loved the world that he gave. That's his nature. He's a giver. And out of his nature flows the grace that you
and I think have. When we talk about in 2 Peter 1, where it says grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God, the knowledge of who God is, the knowledge of his nature and who he is as our God, then brings or multiplies grace and peace. And we've covered peace before, but we've not covered grace and the fact that it increases in our lives. And it's unmerited favor, or he shows favor. It actually, his character, the nature of God, shows favor toward us.
Yeah. And you know, what's really interesting about this thing is that, you know, we have a God who's gracious. I mean, it's just part of his nature, but his graciousness refers to his aggressive, benevolent inclination to show kindness and bestow favor on humanity.
Right.
Look at Abraham's life. I mean, he blessed Abraham abundantly above. The Bible says he was very rich. What about
Isaac? We're reading Jacob right now. And, you know, even when Jacob messed up, he still was blessed abundantly because he had the favor of God, because he loved God.
Yeah. Isaac sowed in the time of famine, reaped a hundredfold. I mean, come on.
Look at King David. You know, he messed up. Did some major sins, but he loved God, and therefore he had the favor of God on him.
Yeah. I mean, we could go on and on about all this benevolent stuff that God does. You know, his aggressiveness is not a hostile, negative type thing. It's very positive. Benevolent means to help out in a tough time, to be charitable, and to benefit. God benefits us. So we're going to go over a couple of scriptures here that I think is important. And inclination means that he has a certain pull or drawing toward. God is drawn toward us. You know, I like what James said. Draw near to God and God will draw near to you. I mean, he was already out there searching for you. You didn't find him. He found you.
Right.
He was already out on the search.
That's right.
He's the picture of that father of the prodigal son. He was searching the horizon,
right,
looking for the son to come back so he could bestow benevolent favor on the son who had gone away.
And not just that, but he saw him far away and ran to him. God runs to us. If we will step toward him, God runs to us.
That's right.
That's right. And it says here, when we're looking at his benevolence on us, it says in Psalm 68:19, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation.
Woo!
Daily.
Daily. Come on.
With benefits.
Man, I tell you what, you're about to get me fired up, Jada. I mean, God wants to daily load you with benefits. Psalm 35:27. He has pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. Now, there's a lot of people that are negative on prosperity. Listen to me. Just because you prosper greatly in life doesn't mean that you're going to forsake the Lord. I had a friend of mine. He was very benevolent. Benevolent, is that how you say it? Benevolent. But God prospered him through his benevolence, because he would not withhold. And so it's important that we understand these things. And God wants to bless you. All right, let's stop. Everybody say it with me. Say, God wants to bless me.
To bless me.
I mean, it's his nature. He's come aggressively to bless you. Read that scripture again about daily loads us.
Oh,
he daily loads us with benefits.
Let me find it. It says here in, because I saved it. It says 68:19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits.
Wait, how often does he do it?
Daily.
How often?
Daily. But you daily. Have to have the knowledge of him.
Yeah.
And the fact that you have the right to these benefits. You know, the benefits can just sit there. Until you know it's kind of like insurance benefits, right? If you don't know the benefits, you don't know that you can go and draw whatever these benefits are. If you don't know you have vision benefits, if you don't know that you have hearing benefits, then when you go to the doctor and you don't know you have it, then you don't have access to it. But when you know, and once again, growing in the knowledge of him and who he is then brings us the knowledge of the benefits that we have. In Psalm 84:11, it says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. So there's one of our benefits. He's the sun and shield. Then it says the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk upright.
Woo, man, that is a mouthful in Psalm 84. What a great verse of scripture. God's our sun. He's our light. He's our shield. He's our protector.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else does it say?
He gives us grace and glory.
He gives us grace.
Unmerited
favor.
Wait,
what does he give us, Jada? Grace.
Unmerited favor.
He gives us grace and what? Glory. You know what glory is? Glory is his manifested presence. Mm. It's the presence of God in your life. People can see the presence of God in our life when we're living for Jesus and we're not being sideswiped by all the lasciviousness that's going on out there. He is literally, man, his banner over us is love. I mean, think about this. And then it says, no good thing. You know, you have people, you know, when the devil was in the garden, he told Eve and he deceived Eve, and then Adam chose disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
But he deceived Eve, trying to convince her that God was withholding something good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Think about it. Mm-hmm. He wasn't withholding anything good, because everything that was good was already belonging to Adam.
He was actually, at that time, withholding something not good.
Yeah, he didn't want them to be, you know, to experience.
Right. But, you know, this. When we talk about how grace is for all mankind, you know, God gave us all free will. Free will means that you get to choose God or not choose God. You know, if you know, like an abuser, like, you know, you see movies and TV or whatever, maybe you know somebody that's in an abusive relationship, but that person wants to force love.
Yes.
They physically and with fear want to force love. And that's not true love. True love is giving a choice of loving you back or not. And that's what God does. He loves us unconditionally, but he also allows us to either love him back or not choose to love him back. And that is free will. So then we have the choice then to either choose God or not choose God.
Right.
So it is open for everyone. It is for all mankind. but then we have to choose him for our lives.
Listen to this. In Psalm 145, 16. Look this one up. We'll end with that one.
Okay.
Psalm 145, 16. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Woo. Now, does that sound like a God who's being stingy? Does that sound like a God who's not aggressively coming after his creation? He opens his hand. The hand represents his power, his authority. And he opens it and satisfies the desire of every living creature.
And, you know, this is not a God who, you know, some people don't want to come to the Lord because they'll feel like God is restricting their lives. No, God lets you choose how you want to live your life. But as a true believer, we should want to please him and live the life that he has for us.
And in Luke 12, 32, right here,
it says, do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
God's favor wants to give you the kingdom of God. It wants to give you the ability to enjoy the benefits. You have to get the knowledge of God in order to obtain it. So how does favor start? How does God's favor start in your life? If you're watching this, you say, how does that happen? It happens through salvation first. Give your heart to Jesus and then start getting into the Word of God, and God will begin to open up and bestow all of his favor upon you, and it will begin to increase and multiply. And we thank you for that, Lord. Let me pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you now for the goodness of God. Thank you that the grace of God's at work in all of our lives, bringing us, Father God, the blessings you intend for us. In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Well, don't forget to click your like, share, and follow button right down there. Here's my like. Make sure you click your like, share, and follow button at the bottom. So that your family and friends can get connected with PM in the AM. We like to bring you a word of encouragement, the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it, the same thing we've been talking about today. And if you're on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe now that you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing around the world.
Hey, be sure and join us tomorrow, same bad time, same bad channel, as we give you more understanding grace on PM in the AM.
God bless.